I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Ain't that some BS that you teachers still have to pay for your decorations, a lot of the books. Some of you guys spending like $1,000 with your salary? Well, we want to help you again clear your wish list this year.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Burt Show, clear my wish list.
We do this every year. I remember specifically last year, teachers calling in going, yeah, I spent like $1,500.
It's crazy.
On books and decorations for
supplies.
The room, supplies and stuff like that. Sometimes when you're at different schools, you have to like sometimes take money out of your own pocket to feed these kids. They're coming to school hungry, right? So we want to help you out again this year. Kristen, tell them about Clear Your Wish List.
It's super simple. We just want teachers to call up 404-954-1360. We're going to have that number at theburstshow.com so you don't have to remember it. Call up and leave us a voice message telling us about yourself, what grade you're teaching, a little bit about your school if you want to, why you're passionate about being a teacher, and we could choose you and highlight your wish list so we could get the Burt Show fam to join in and clear it, which the Burt Show fam in years past, it before the end of the show, the list would be cleared. It was incredible.
Yeah, you just got to leave that message with your compelling story about your class, and Burt Show fam will take care of it from there. So just go to theburtshow.com. We will remind you about this all week, and then next week we will start clearing your wish list. Theburtshow.com. All right, so if you read anything about Hollywood or you read about celebrities, Ozempic right now, this is the diet drug of the celebrity world, right? Which has now reached over outside of the celebrity world into the civilian population. And Rebecca, our producer, is on it. And it was Cassie that was like wondering, what's been the effect so far?
Yeah, I'd love an update because it is a very helpful drug for a lot of people. I think it painted in Hollywood as sort of like the new fashionable weight loss drug. These people don't need it, but there are a lot of people who struggle with prediabetes or insulin resistance, and I struggle with insulin resistance, and it makes it really hard to lose weight. So a drug like this that can help you out and help you get kickstarted on that journey, I find is very helpful, and I'm personally interested in it.
All right, Rebecca, tell us about this journey here.
Yeah, for sure. So I was prescribed it like a month or two ago. I went to my doctor and I was like, Dr. Natalie, I'm still me. Like, I know I'm on the Burt Show, but God. She said, no, you are pre-diabetic and I think this would be a good idea for you.
So, I still don't understand what pre-diabetic is.
So my levels are not to the point that I would be pre-diabetic, but I have diabetes in my family history. So it's just something that is like, it's like preventative almost, I guess.
Okay.
But
you're laughing as if...
I'm not laughing. I could go off on this for a very, very long time. I just think, you know what? Never mind what I think about it. Never mind. We're very, very, very eager to label different things and prescribe medications in the country. And pre-diabetes to me just seems like a good excuse to get you on some kind of drugs. But that's me.
Well, honestly, I said, I'm all for it. I told her to put in the prescription, and then I waited 3-4 weeks because it was not available anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's a shortage in the country. We've all heard about it. We've all heard that, like, the Hollywood stars are popping the pills just so, and the actual pre-diabetic people can't get the medication.
Well, it's a river and a lake. So once you start taking all the fluids out of there, if it doesn't replenish from the mountains, then yeah, there's no Ozempic water left.
Honestly, exactly. So I had to basically take it upon myself to shop around different CVSs and pharmacies and try to find out where it was going to be. And finally, 4 weeks later, I got a hit that it was going to be in, like, northern Georgia.
You sound like an FBI, like, DEA raid. Like, I had to find out where the drops were going to be in North Georgia.
It is kind of how I felt. And then I saw how far away it was going to take for me to drive up to go get this drug. And I already was thinking, is this something that I want? Is this something that I need? Because I have been grappling for a long while and actually struggling a lot because I realize I don't need a quick fix. And for me, this would be a quick fix. I need a long-term lifestyle change because I am really struggling recently.
I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah, it's hard, and I know that Ozempic would help me, but I don't think it would actually help me in the long run. I think I would see results really quickly, and I think as soon as I went off of it, it would just bounce back because the problem is in my mind. It's not with my body, and it's something I need to fix and really talk to somebody about because the struggles that I've been facing recently, like, I just don't like the way I look. And it's been a real problem recently. Like, I'm afraid to pass by mirrors. Like, I can't see myself in photos. And I'm realizing it's not a body problem. It's a mind problem. And the drug's not going to help me there.
I'm so proud of you for, like, acknowledging that, though. Like, it could have been so easy for you to get in the car and drive up to North Georgia and to get your prescription and start taking it. But I think, and that would have been totally fine, but you're really digging deep and realizing, no, there's some more work that needs to be done here if I'm really going to be truly happy in my body.
And I really think this is the healthier way to go. Look, this is me talking, and I don't want to get up on a soapbox or anything, but I feel strongly about this, that anything that you put in your body that's synthetic like this that's going to help in one area is going to hurt you in another area, right? I don't know what the side effects are here. I don't know if it's liver, kidney, whatever. But you can take the easy way out. But it's just that. The way you're doing it is really the longer, healthier way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, that I can actually find something that I can commit to and make an actual lifestyle change. Because it's an important drug for some people, but I know why I'm fat. It's not a secret, and I just need to work on that within myself. And I don't want to have to rely on, you know, something else to make that quick change for me.
Is there a way we can be supportive?
Just tell me I'm pretty every day.
Okay.
Outside of the aesthetic, how do you feel? Do you feel healthy or do you feel unhealthy? Do you feel it when you're walking?
I feel probably the most unhealthy that I have ever. And I'm not at my highest weight. I'm 4 pounds down from my highest weight. But it's a struggle every day. I'm breathing heavily when I'm making my bed in the morning. I can't do things with friends. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to go, like, to the pool with my friends.
I hate that.
And I don't want to live like this anymore, you know? I'm about to be 30, and I've been struggling with my weight for years now. God. And I just want to feel, like, in control and comfortable, and I don't feel comfortable. It's not even about my appearance. It's just about feeling comfortable in my own skin, and I don't right now.
So what is the first step for you? Because I think when you're looking at it, when you're looking at this mountain, right, of getting healthy and losing weight, it can seem daunting to even start. So do you have a starting point where you could just take a look at what's right in front of you rather than the whole picture?
I think actually that's the biggest thing, because I make really big proclamations for myself. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have like a strict diet. I'm going to write down everything I eat. I'll have like a calorie tracker, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, I do it for one day and then it just goes out the window. I think starting small and having actual commitments with, and I have someone who I can help and who will keep me accountable, but starting small, being forgiving with myself, just watching what I eat and trying to move my body every day, I think will be a good start for me.
If I can share some advice, I'm not exactly a weight loss success story, but I've been working on the mental health portion of it for a very long time. And I have been in your shoes, being embarrassed to look in the mirror, just wanting to not. I've canceled plans with friends repeatedly because I just don't feel like I have anything beyond leggings that even looks good on me. And even then, it's like, ugh, you know, and those are thoughts that you have to battle against and be like, ah, I'm being prejudiced against myself. Like, that's not how I actually am. It's not how the outside world sees me, but it's so internalized. And I can tell you, it was a long road for me to have a neutral relationship with food, and I finally have got there. And every once in a while, I feel like in the pits about it, but it started with really focusing on the mental health aspect of it, the self-acceptance and neutrality part of it. And then also, I have a great book I'll give to you. I'll order it for you if you like, called The Effort Diet by Caroline Cooner, that talks about diets and how they are not actually the solution, but a healthy relationship with healthy foods, all health foods, is the situation. And then your body balances itself out naturally. And I've gotten to that point where I no longer wake up and I'm like, what am I going to eat? What am I going to eat for lunch? What's for dinner? I don't think about food constantly anymore. And for me, that's a huge win. And I've started to see the scales tip, so to speak, but genuinely in terms of like my energy levels, my mental health, mm-hmm. how I feel. And my heart goes out for you because it's so much more than just the weight on your body. There's the mental struggle. There's the emotional pain. And it's just, it's like an iceberg, really. Like, you see the tip of it, but it's rooted so far underneath the surface, all the issues that you really have to like knead out and deal with to fix the problem. It's not even a problem, but to fix how you feel on the surface. So I'll get you that book if you want it. It's a really great read, and we are here for you, whatever you need,
for
honestly.
Sure. Thank
but
you.
You are
that.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Are very. I look at your pictures. I was at that photo shoot where we took your photo, and I was like, hot damn. Look at Rebecca. So just know that even though you feel that way, we do not see that.
Thank
and
you.
And that is
I
just
do
you
appreciate
seeing that.
Yeah.
I love you.
It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.